9 tools to enhance productivity. In last week's article, I discussed tapping into our natural biorhythms, our circadian rhythm, to increase productivity. If you missed it, you can click the link below. I will stick with the theme of biorhythms and productivity for the next couple of posts. This week, as promised, I'll outline some additional tools for managing productivity. For each one of the 9 tools I've outlined here, I could write an entire article. However, I hope I've given enough information for you to consider encompassing some, if not all, into your daily routine. If you'd like me to expand on anything, please leave me a note in the comments or email me at joe@joebanks.net and I'll endeavour to incorporate more into future articles. 9 tools to enhance productivity. Number 1, set realistic goals and prioritise. The first step to being more productive is setting realistic goals for yourself. Start by breaking down your larger projects into smaller, more manageable tasks. Then prioritise these tasks based on their level of importance and urgency. This will help you stay focused and ensure you're using your time efficiently. In addition, when we complete tasks, especially complex ones, we get a shot of dopamine, the reward chemical, that makes us feel good and naturally increases our motivation. Number 2, use time management techniques. Effective time management is vital to productivity. There are many techniques that you can use to manage your time effectively. In last week's article, I discussed 2. The Pomodoro technique, working 25-minute intervals with 5-minute breaks in between, and the 52-17 method, working solidly for 52 minutes, followed by a 17-minute break. Other techniques include time blocking, where you schedule specific blocks of time for different tasks, for example, emails, calls, writing, etc., and prioritizing those tasks based on urgency and importance. Number 3, minimize distractions. Distractions can significantly drain productivity, so minimizing them as much as possible is important. Some common distractions in the workplace include email notifications, social media, and co-worker interruptions. To minimize these distractions, try turning off email notifications and social media alerts and consider wearing noise-cancelling headphones to block out the noise. Of course, home working can present its own array of distractions. However, if you employ the Pomodoro or the 52-17 techniques, you can help mitigate such distractions. Number 4, take regular breaks. Taking regular breaks can help you recharge and stay focused. Try taking a short walk, stretching, or doing deep breathing exercises during your breaks. Additionally, taking breaks can help improve your overall productivity by preventing burnout and allowing you to stay motivated. Also, if your work is screen-based, intermittently looking up and focusing on the furthest point that you can see in the distance is clinically proven to improve your eyesight, avoiding eye strain, and also giving your brain a mini micro break. Number 5, use technology to your advantage. There are many productivity tools and apps available that can help you stay organized and focused. Some popular productivity apps include Trello for project management, Rescue Time for time tracking, and Evernote for note-taking and organization. Number 6, delegate tasks. If you're feeling overwhelmed, don't be afraid to delegate tasks to others. Delegation can help you to focus on your most important tasks while ensuring that all tasks are completed efficiently. Additionally, delegating tasks can help you to build trust and collaboration with your team members. It's also important to delegate tasks within the household. I often work with people nearing burnout because they mistakenly believe that they must do everything in the home. It's important to remember that household tasks are life skills. So not getting your children involved in such tasks will not help them when they finally leave the nest. Number 7, stay organized. Staying organized is essential to productivity. Ensure your workspace is clean and clutter-free, and try to keep all your important documents and files organized and easily accessible. Additionally, consider using a task management tool or an app to keep track of your tasks and deadlines. Number 8, take care of your physical and mental health. Taking care of your physical and mental health is essential to productivity. Ensure you get enough sleep, eat a healthy diet, and exercise regularly. Additionally, taking care of your mental health by practicing mindfulness, meditation, breath work, or other relaxation techniques can help you to stay focused and motivated. I'll cover some of these in more detail in upcoming articles. Number 9, learn to say no. Finally, one of the most critical aspects of productivity is learning to say no. If you're feeling overwhelmed or overworked, saying no to additional tasks or responsibilities is okay. Learning to prioritize your needs and boundaries can help you stay focused and prevent burnout. For more information on setting boundaries, please read my previous article. The link is below. Summary. In conclusion, productivity is essential to success in any work environment. By setting realistic goals, using time management techniques, minimizing distractions, taking breaks, using technology to your advantage, delegating tasks, staying organized, and taking care of your physical mental health, and also learning how to say no, you can really boost your productivity and achieve your goals. What next? Remember, productivity is about working smarter, not harder. So don't be afraid to step back and reassess your approach when needed. If you need any help with anything that I've written here, or if I can support you in any way, please get in touch with me to arrange a 15-minute discovery call. Next week, I will discuss sleep, including what to do if you can't fall asleep, how getting daylight in the back of your eyes early in the morning will improve sleep, why we wake up at 3 o'clock and what to do about it, and lots of other hints and tips. So don't miss out. If you haven't signed up yet to receive my weekly newsletter straight to your inbox, click the newsletter link at the top of the page. As always, thank you for your continued support.